a sneak peek at tonight's AFE. We dare you not to laugh. Yeah! Oh. To America's funniest home videos. And now, here he is, the host of AFV.
Thank you to the Dupree family for that great introduction. Welcome to the show. You know, we love to do special theme shows like Christmas, Halloween, but we're kind of stuck between holidays right now, so I'd like to propose a new holiday, AFV Day. You don't have to buy any presents. You don't have to decorate your house. The only thing you need is questionable judgment. Let the festivities begin!
Deep down, don't you wish this would happen to all accordion players? Thanks, Rex. So much for waiting your turn. Judging by this kick, she earned that white belt. His grades aren't the only thing that's slipping. Sassy doesn't move a lot, but when she does, even dogs with a lot of spots can find themselves in a tight one.
You ever heard that thing? You put somebody's hand under warm water and they pee?
Yeah.
Watch.
Stop.
Problems are just kid-sized versions of adult problems. So instead of bosses, they have teachers. Instead of rush hour traffic, they have lunch line traffic. And instead of stressing over taxes, they have to, I don't know, clean out the hamster cage. Okay, so it's not exactly the same, but the smaller you are, the bigger your problems seem.
The advantage of the inflatable bounce house, it's easy to move. The disadvantage, it's easy to move.
The kids are doing some tricks today.
Doing some tricks on a trampoline isn't that impressive until you see it done wrong. Oh!
Just a minute. Are you okay?
Poor kid. Puts his face right in the SpongeBob square cake.
Grandpa's a country boy.
Yeah, Grandpa might be a country boy, but his grandkids are city slickers.
I'm going back to
that was a real scream, too. Okay.
Somebody get this kid a diving helmet.
This next video stars a kid who accidentally walked out of a restaurant. He took his cup with him. Not only did he think he was going to get in trouble with the restaurant, he thought he was going to get in trouble with the cops.
No! Zachary,
Right, but you stole it.
I want to take it back. Please.
Sakari, you already left.
Mom, please don't call the cops. Please.
Sakari, I don't know what you want me to do. You stole the cup.
I'm scared. Please. I'm just your little son. I'm your son.
Get a visual image. Babies. Babies are round, bald. They have funny sounds coming out of both ends. It's like they've been scientifically engineered for comedy. Upload your funny video to AFV.com. I'm a dad. I can admit, dads aren't perfect. In fact, the smartest thing most dads say is, ask your mother. The good news is, dads are always looking out for their family's safety. The bad news is, nobody's looking out for ours.
When you reverse, if you put an opposite lock on, like that, then put it in reverse.
I'll say this much for Dad. He leaves it all out there on the driveway.
You good?
You might not see where Dad gets dinged, but you'll figure it out.
Oh, oh.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
He may be a kid at heart, but he's a dad on the scooter. When your brother's hitting Dad above the belt, there's only one other place to go. And now, a moment with the world's coolest kangaroo. This has been a moment with the world's coolest kangaroo. Sometimes, to treat extreme fear, psychiatrists use a technique called flooding, where the person who's scared is exposed to a massive amount of whatever frightens them most. So when you watch these videos, don't think of them as pure, unadulterated horror. Think of them as therapy. Guy takes all the fun out of free Wi-Fi. Here's why little girls rarely make good exterminators.
Oh, God, it's a rat!
Hey, Mom?
The kids want you to sing a duet with a snake.
Okay, no, get the face away from me. Thank you.
Wow. Okay.
No, sir.
This is not going on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yes, it is.
A proper salute requires, first and foremost, that you stand truly upright, which is fine if you're a person. If you're a dog, standing upright is worthy of a salute in and of itself.
We salute dogs on two legs.
What kind of world would it be if everybody would take just a second to think about the consequences of their actions? It would be the kind of world where this show would be a lot shorter.
This kid is such a daredevil, he doesn't even need wheels on his skateboard.
Here we go.
Ouchie, that's hurt.
I think this rocking chair is just about rocked out.
Oh, my God.
They named their cat Socks. Should have named her Dirty Socks.
Oh, girl. Good girl, here's something big now, right? No!
Jump down.
I just hope she didn't learn this from watching Mom clean the house. Remember, these dogs are known for their loyalty, not their traction.
Owen,
go on. Oh, go potty.
Go on, lady.
Go potty, lady.
Go, lady. Go on.
Lady, outside.
Dude, y'all got it. It's just going little by little.
Go. Rotten tree, meat, rotten idea.
Man. Yeah.
This season, we've been offering you, our viewers, the chance to win incredible vacation prizes via our sweepstakes. Well, here's the next and final opportunity for the season and a chance to win a little Disney time of your own. Enter the third AFE Dream Vacation Sweepstakes. You could win a trip for four to the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida. When it comes to Disney time, just being together is magical. Later tonight, you'll find out how you could have a chance to win.
There's no better way to make the most of your precious family time than with a vacation to Walt Disney World Resort in Florida. When it comes to Disney time, just being together is magical. This month's sweepstakes winner and three guests can create magical moments they may share for a lifetime in this enchanting world that features four world-class theme parks, two water parks, and over 20 resort hotels, like Disney's Art of Animation Resort, where you'll step into the worlds of Disney Pixar's Finding Nemo and Cars, and Walt Disney Pictures' The Lion King and The Little Mermaid. Journey with some beloved animated characters as they come to life from never-before-seen concepts, sketches, all the way to larger-than-life courtyards that put you in the middle of the scene. Our sweepstakes winner and three guests can rev their engines by walking through Radiator Springs, home of Lightning McQueen, Mater, and the rest of their four-wheeled friends, and stay in an extra roomy Cars family suite that's Carburetor County customized, with tuck-and-roll upholstery and a car wash in both bathrooms. Stay tuned to hear how you can enter the sweepstakes to have a chance to win a little Disney time of your own.
Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you say the game, because it's time to play...
Say what?
And tonight is a special kids edition, but it's special for more reasons than that, because my good friend, former host of Trading Spaces, current host of Homemade Simple on the Oprah Winfrey Network, Paige Davis, is here. Give it up for Paige. Here's what... Oh, stop. Stop. You're going to get the bobblehead anyway.
I've got the real thing. I don't need the bobblehead.
Well, listen up. Now tell me what gems come from the mouths of these little kids, all right? First, we have a girl who knows what Daddy wants from Santa this Christmas.
What does your baby brother Henry want from Santa? What does Daddy want?
Okay, what does Daddy want? Does he want, number one, a vasectomy? Number two... a girlfriend, or number three, his hair back. She says one of those three things. What do you think, Paige?
Oh, she says it.
Yes. It's not that complicated a game.
Say what? Well, I don't think she's old enough to know what a vasectomy is, but I think she's old enough to have overheard her parents talking about a vasectomy.
Yes.
So I'm wondering if this could be a trick question, so I'm going with one, a vasectomy.
Okay, I think I followed that. Let's see if you're right.
What does Daddy want?
A vasectomy.
High five it. Don't leave me hanging. Nice. And I like the way you got there, too. That was good. Let's try again with a little girl at the dinner table.
I'll be back in a second.
So,
Greg,
is your best friend girl to see you today?
You've seen me last week.
Where'd you go?
Okay. Dad wants to know where she went. Does she say, I went to Hawaii, Einstein, to fart in the hallway, or none of your beeswax?
Well, I assumed that she went to fart in the hallway, so I'm just going to say two.
You just went there without any...
Oh, immediately. I had beans for lunch.
Let's see if you're right.
You seen me last week.
Where'd you go?
To fart in the hallway.
Despite the fact that we're friends, no information traded between us before the show.
And we have never farted in front of each other either. That I know of.
That's not technically true. Here's your last chance, a little boy who's upset on Christmas morning.
Mom, watch
this. Hey, I need you to come over here and tell me what's the matter.
Ethan.
What happened?
Something is about to make him cry a lot. Does he say, why do Christmas have to end? Santa took my, ate my cookies. Or, I want to be born in a manger. Which of those three things? You know, I don't want to put any pressure on you. You aced the first two. This could be a clean sweep.
It's so much better if you miss one and can redeem yourself as opposed to doing well and then tanking. Well, he seems so sensitive. I mean, the fact that he's this... sad sad look on his face that seems really sincere. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with one. Why do Christmas have to end?
Because I really want you to do well here.
So, am I wrong? Oh, okay. But I have not said that's my final answer.
No. So, what would be your final answer?
I'm going to go with two.
Let's see what he says.
I ate my cookies?
Yeah, let's see.
Hey, what happened?
My dear, give it up for my friend Paige Davis. Homemade Simple on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Now get ready to say, wow.
Kid, it's T-ball, not knee-ball.
Ethan, did you just hit him?
That's for grandpa's.
Mom learned one thing on this camping trip. Be careful who you dare.
Dare you. Where'd the camera go? Hi, camera. It's down here.
Oh, it's still coming.
Santa comes down the chimney. You know who else does? A squirrel.
There he is, a squirrel. Heels. Oh, crap. I knew it. That's awesome. No, he's gonna jump on the plate. Oh, crap. Get Charlie out of here. Oh, crap. Get him out the front door. Front door, front door, front door. Charlie, get Charlie. Somebody get. Go on. Charlie, all right, that's enough.
Car, front door.
Front door. There he goes. Out the door. Bye-bye, squirrel.
This is what is known as a Maui Owie.
Come on. Who? Who am I? Anthony. Who am I? Anthony. Who? Who? What is my name? Good boy. What's my name? That's what it is.
It's a fine line between catching a snowball and wearing one. It's time to play What's Behind the Big Blue Blob. Someone has joined this family for dinner. Tell me, who is it? The Grim Reaper? This Shetland pony? Or Uncle Lou? Find out what's behind the Big Blue Blob when AFV returns.
Dancing with the Stars premiere event live, Monday, March 18th on ABC.
Welcome back to AFV's What's Behind the Big Blue Blob. Sorry, Uncle Lou and Grim Reaper, but tonight's guest of honor is a Shetland pony. No way he's eating. It looks like he was raised in a barn.
Thank you.
On Salute to Stupidity, the two men in Atlanta who were arrested for stealing $65,000 worth of chicken wings. That's true, and they might have gotten away with it if they hadn't bought $10,000 of ranch dressing. But you know, wing-stealing guys, why don't you chew on this for a while?
When it's someone's first time on a dirt bike, do you really want to point them toward the fire pit? only they had arrows to tell her which way to throw the ball.
Coming.
I don't know if it's the fastest way down the stairs, but it's certainly the cutest. Once Jinxie found out where the cat toys were, there was no stopping him. Problem is, after this run, he has to defrost his daughter.
Yeah.
He's reached the point where he just can't go any further without her as his wife.
Can't drive straight, and dogs who can't see straight.
Tonight, Bum versus bumper cars versus dogs wearing glasses. Here come the bumpers, where a hit and run starts the bum. The bum! But here's a black dog with black glasses, way to accessorize Fido. This bumper gets it from both ends. Nice gams, Grandpa. And look at this wig, glasses, scarf. This dog has it all. It's a veritable bumper crop of bumper cars. Whoa! Oh! But this bespeckled beach boxer is the bomb. The bumper cars are trying to make off with a victory. But are the dogs poised to win? The eyes have it. And the winner is... Dogs Wearing Glasses. Join us next week when the four-legged four eyes take on... Waving Beavers.
You know, you can learn a lot at the playground. Balance, coordination, cooperation, and most importantly, what happens when a 40-year-old man steps on an apparatus meant for a 5-year-old? America is both adorable and athletic, because we want to see how your pooches play. Specifically, we want your dogs playing sports. Does your hound play hockey? Does Fido play football? Why does it feel like I'm doing an infomercial? Do I need to ask more questions? Take a look. TV. Just tell them more.
If your all-star dog is ready to go pro, he could help your family fetch $10,000 or even $100,000. Just capture your sporty canine working up a sweaty slobber and sweet victory could be yours. Upload the video to AFV.com or send it to us at AFV. PO Box 4333, Hollywood, California, 90078. For full contest rules, log on to AFV.com or write the address above. On your bark, get set, go, and upload your video to AFV today.
Every day were opposite day. Just imagine a world where you had to eat your ice cream before getting vegetables, or where pretty girls whistled at construction workers, or where having a bunch of tattoos made you look smarter. I don't know if opposites attract, but we're certainly attracted to opposites.
It's opposite day. Cat loves owner for giving him a bath.
I love you. I love you.
Boys can't wait to get flu shots.
Who's gonna go first? Who wants to get their shot first?
Kids hate candy. Boy wants to get his butt kicked.
What are you doing, Caleb?
Trying to kick my butt.
Thanks for watching Opposite Day.
Let's face it. Animals play by their own set of rules. The problem is, animals can't read their set of rules, so they don't even play by those.
Brown, you're all mad. I just caught this little free. Ah!
Don't! The nippers will stay on there.
Who knows where this little frog will end up? I'm sorry, I meant whose nose? Why would you drink out of a bowl when you could drink out of a bearded man? You're really vain when you have to work that hard to admire yourself. This dog knows sit, stay, roll over, and escape. Wouldn't laugh at him. He knows where the hole in the fence is.
So Some sports fans are so superstitious they insist on sitting in a special chair or wearing a lucky pair of underwear to make sure their teams win. But on AFE, it doesn't matter where you sit, whose underwear you wear, or even how clean it is. Talking about the chair, good luck ain't coming anywhere near you.
The most impressive thing about this is how she manages to miss all those mats. Hey, Mom, I think your son is trying to tell you he'd like to take gymnastics. In this case, yellow means stop.
Go.
Oh, that was not good.
Even two-year-old men don't like asking for directions. You know what? I'd rather fall through that roof than swim in that pool.
Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. Don't worry about me.
They're dancing to celebrate they finished stacking all those boxes.
Know how you could have the chance to win the Walt Disney World vacation Tom mentioned earlier? It's simple. Just go to AFV.com and enter the AFV Dream Vacation Sweepstakes. One entrant will be chosen at random to win this incredible vacation package. So, enter the sweepstakes and AFV could stand for a fabulous vacation.
Some money, and I'll bet our nominees are ready to win it. We've got $10,000 for first place, $3,000 for second place, $2,000 for third. Let's meet tonight's finalists. Our first nominee took the buffet to go. It's Accidental Cup Crime, sent in by Megan Tyrone from Arlington, Texas.
Zachary, I don't know what you want me to do. You stole the cup.
I'm scared. Please. I'm just a little son. I'm your son.
Our next nominee stars a dog who does more than speak. He names names. It's name-dropping doggy. Sent in by Anthony Gilchrist from Greensboro, New Jersey.
What is my name? Good boy. What's my name? That's what it is.
And our final nominee knows that marriage is not a sprint. It's a marathon proposal sent in by the Capretta family from Portland, Ohio.
He's reached the point where he just can't go any further without her as his wife.
We've seen the three nominees. It's time to stop clapping, start voting right now. And while they do, relax. Enjoy tonight's honorable mentions. $2,000 winner is Name Dropping Doggy, sent in by Anthony Gilchrist from Swedesboro, New Jersey. And the winner of the $10,000 in tonight's funniest home video is accidental cup crimes. I know you know you won $10,000, but just wait here for a second. Don't worry about it. Take it home. It's okay. I understand that you regarded this as a teachable moment for
Absolutely.
Your son.
Yes.
Some may call it sadism, but no.
I told him that it doesn't matter. Even if you're my son, I still have to call the cops. So that's why he was like, I'm just your little son.
Did you really think she was going to call the cops on you?
Yes.
Is it because she's done it before or what?
Well, I threatened before.
You've threatened
before. Yes.
Okay. Well, now you've got $10,000. We'll see you on our upcoming $100,000 show. And you're the first person in 12 plus years that I've hosted this show that I've given a cup to. Show, but it's time to call it a night. Go to our Facebook page, tell us what you liked, and remember, this season, if you send us a video, it airs on the show, there's a free AFB t-shirt in it for you. So upload to us, get rich, get famous, get dressed. Good night, everybody.
Television's most spellbinding series, Once Upon a Time, is all new, coming up next.